Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Heath. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball four. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lump moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball four. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard moves to second. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Epstein reaches second base with a double. Howard scores. Valentine goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Senators. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is hit by the pitch. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McLean. Allen scores. Cullen goes all the way around to score. Coleman moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Senators. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to third. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Coleman tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Senators. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive towards short. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Epstein hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine who is chasing the ball. Cash reaches third base with a triple. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash scores. It's 5-1, Senators. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Northrup moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McLean covering, for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 1 in the game. McLean strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 2 in the game. Stroud hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McMullen bunts towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. Stroud moves to second. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stroud scores. It's 6-1, Senators. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein fields the ball and throws to Coleman covering. Safe. McAuliffe moves to second. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 2 in the game. Casanova hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash juggles the ball. That's an error on Cash. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis pinch hits for Denny McLain. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Hiller now pitching. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley who is chasing the ball. McMullen reaches third base with a triple. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a line drive towards third. Wirt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Allen now playing left field. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Epstein strikes out. 1 out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-3 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup strikes out. 1 out. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirt strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.